Dawson, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
Hey, Dawson, how long have you been with the Detroit Free Press?
Going on 25 years, I think.
Are you still having fun?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I saw Sundays, and I'm a Sunday paper guy. I get the cup of coffee, I get the Detroit paper, the Lansing paper, and boy, that's like heaven for me. And in reading your article, Making Voters Want to Vote, it did inspire me to read your story. And the subhead was really interesting, too. It made me kind of go back in time, weary of the GOP and inspired by Obama. Millions came out in 08. Getting as many to the polls this November won't be easy, but there seems to be somewhat of a firestorm about people really frustrated with government, especially when it comes to congressmen. What made you write this piece?
I'm sorry, what makes what?
What made you, what inspired you to write this piece?
Well, we had been looking at a lot of polling data, which indicated that a lot of those voters who were inspired by everything that was going on in 2008 were not feeling in the same frame of mind this year. And we wanted to talk to a few of them and talk to people that care about whether they have that fervor or not. And when we did, we found that they were out there working on it, and people had views, and we thought we'd share them.
Do you think as many people will vote in this election as they did in 08?
Absolutely not. There's zero chance of that. The normal off-year, non-presidential year election turnout is always off significantly, and there isn't any reason to think that it won't be this year as well. In addition to that, excitement that was generated on the Democrat side in 2008, there was a lot of I don't know how you describe it, but the Republicans were dispirited, and after having reached sort of a high point in 2004, Republican turnout was down. It was sort of a combination of both Democrat turnout being up and Republican turnout being down that turned it into such a blowout. And this year, the Republicans are definitely more energized than they have been in the last two election cycles. So we expect the Republican turnout to be pretty good, but it'll be really hard to get the Democrats out.
And historically, this is common knowledge that the more Democrats that get out to vote, the much better chance Democratic candidates have in those elections.
Absolutely.
Do you anticipate people are more fired up about changing state government or about changing the government at the national level when it comes to state senators and congressmen, or excuse me, U.S. senators and congressmen?
I think it's pretty clear that the energy and the attention is still focused on a national level, even though this isn't, strictly speaking, a national election. And on the top of the ticket in Michigan, of course, will be the governor's race. But it isn't state issues and state candidates that are driving what interest there is. It's more a reaction to what's been going on in Washington.
Are you disappointed that there aren't going to be more debates between Rick Snyder and Virge Bonero?
Yeah, I certainly on a personal level, because it provides some of the best material that we usually generate in the course of a campaign, is those direct head-to-head contests where something unexpected or unanticipated might occur. And I think the voters lose out some as well when there isn't that real sharp focus contrast that you get in a debate, as opposed to the really sort of the manipulated images that each side puts together when they're working on their own side of the street.
We're talking with Dawson Bell, the Detroit Free Press staff writer, on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and on 1320WILS.com. Dawson, on this program last week, Rick Snyder denied that he is afraid of debating Virge Bonero more than one time, but he thinks it's a waste of time. He thinks that there's a lot of yelling and screaming and not enough positive interaction, if you will. And he thinks his town hall meetings are the perfect way to get out and talk with the people. But it's been said by many political analysts that he'd be a fool to debate Verge because he'd probably lose, and he's got such a big lead. Why take the risk?
There's something to be said for all of that. There are certainly a lot of people who don't view the traditional political culture, which includes debates, as very helpful. They think of it as more of a game and point scoring, and feel like they get used in the process. Whereas in a town hall meeting, of course, any participant that stands up and asks a question has full control, at least for that moment. I think the thing that's unfortunate, however, is that you end up, if you don't have, I think confrontation is good for a representative form of government that we have. It is only when challenged and tested that you really find out who these people are and what they plan to do. I mean, I've been covering the Snyder campaign for more than a year now, and I have to be frank that I have very little idea of what he would really do if he's elected.
Is there any way that voters could get the point across to Mr. Snyder that they want to see him more? Do you think that they don't care about the debates? They're more focused on the economy and jobs for the state?
Well, there certainly isn't any question about that. The personal lives of everybody in Michigan have been affected by the economic circumstances of the last couple of years, they certainly aren't interested in debates for entertainment value, I don't think, at this point. I think the fact that that Snyder initially called an end to the debate negotiations and said there wouldn't be any, and then mildly reversed course by accepting the single debate, it was in part a reaction to a fair amount of criticism that he received for ducking out.
Has anything surprised you or intrigued you about this upcoming election season, about any of the candidates running for any of the offices in the state of Michigan?
Well, the thing that I guess most intriguing about this election season is its unpredictability. It's been swinging wildly all over the place. The whole Tea Party phenomenon has turned the card upside down, to a certain extent, Snyder's victory in the Republican primary was a surprise because he was the least well known of any of the candidates and appeared not to be very much a part of what we thought of as the Republican Party mainstream. That's certainly the thing that gets me going every day, is trying to get a handle on where our electorate is. There's a lot of unrest, but it's really hard to get a fix on what that means and how it's going to affect campaigns and elections.